Now we'll see understanding the profit and loss statement, which is a P&L. The profit and loss statement provides a comprehensive overview of store's financial performance on a monthly basis. So every store, there is a P&L which is generated, and there is the revenue earned with regards to the sales. Again, it's measured what are the expenses against the staff cost, or what are the cost with regards to the inventory. So all this P&L will definitely capture data. What was the rental cost? What was the electricity cost? What was the sales? So there is this statement is revenue earned versus the expenses. Definitely every store P&L is generated, and it shows the financial health of that specific store. It includes key metrics such as sales, cost of goods sold, which is COGS, gross margin, cost, and net margin or operating profit. So when this P&L is generated, these parameters are considered, which is sales, cost of goods sold, gross margins, what is the margin earned, what was the cost of goods as well, what was the different other costs as well, what is the net margin, and what was the operating profit. So if the P&L is having, if there's a good profit in the store will grow. In case if there are losses, definitely the management then needs to take a corrective action why the store is going into losses. Analyzing the P&L statement against targets or trends helps identify variances and formulate action plans for improvement. So when the, if there is a variance, if the store is not performing, the team needs to identify and generate strategies or make strategy, formulate action plans for the improvement so that the store becomes profitable. The P&L statement is crucial for decision making at various levels, including head office, regional office, and at store level. So as I've already explained, if the store is making losses, the correct action needs to be taken at all level. In case this store is profitable, then they need to have strategies how to enhance more productivity and how to generate more business. So that's a win-win in both the cases. The operations manager or the store manager, store head, bears all the responsibility for managing the P&L statement and driving profitability. So the responsibility of the P&L lies with the store manager. He or she needs to ensure that the costs are under control. The staff is selling, the inventory is at the optimum level. There are no stockouts. The customer, the CSAT score or the feedback from the customers is always high. So all these results will, all those steps taken, and when the SOPs are adhered 100%, the processes are followed, then definitely it will drive profitability. Monthly reviews involve a detailed analysis of P&L statement, highlighting key observation, reasons for variances, and action plans for the upcoming month. So there are monthly reviews which happen at the head office or the zonal office. The store manager is called. They meet the zonal head, and they meet the regional manager and the area manager, and they do detailed analysis of that P&L statement, thereby highlighting key observations. So they go, they do root cause analysis, and they come up with solutions so that in case if there are variances, they come up with resolution, how to plug those gaps. And in case if the store is doing well on certain parameter, how to boost those chances of increasing, how to help the store with regards to the things which are working fine for that particular store. So all these action plans are generated, and there's a forecasting and there's a planning for the upcoming month as well. Understanding and effectively managing the P&L statement is essential for optimizing financial performance and achieving organization goals. So when the P&L is analyzed, definitely it will help in the performance of the store. The things which are doing right needs to be pushed. Where the things went wrong, that needs to be introspected and needs to be corrected. So all those steps will help into achieving the organization goals. So when we talk about P&L, definitely there are a lot of costs involved with regards to the power. There is cost involved with regards to the manpower. There is cost involved with regards to the getting stocks and definitely selling it. There are different costs. There is a rental cost as well. Now, certain costs could be covered that could be managed. And one such cost which can be controlled is power. So the store admin and the store maintenance person and the store manager needs to ensure that all ACs are functional on weekends. It's a facility for the customers. And during the peak hours, they need to check that the AC is set at the same temperature Sometimes 24 degree is the best optimum temperature where it reduces the cost. It is at optimal level. Check that the ACs and fans are running simultaneously to avoid unnecessary power consumption. So there is definitely a preventive maintenance needs to be done. The grills needs to be clean. It needs to ensure that the right gas is used, and definitely they are up and running on weekends. It needs to ensure that there is no unnecessary power breakage. The ACs are not non-functioning on weekends. So all this preventive action will ensure that its lifespan is increased and proper cooling is available at the store. Be cautious about switching off ACs for an extended period. It might impact product quality and store assets. So definitely continuously keeping it on and off, keeping it on and then switching off and then again switching it on will impact the product quality. So definitely there is SOPs also over there how to operate. There are manuals available, and the store maintenance team and the person operating ACs needs to ensure that the ACs are used in a proper manner. Regular maintenance of AC units can contribute to power saving consumption. So as I said, cleaning of the AC units, internal and external, having an annual maintenance contract will ensure that the power consumption is under control. Optimize freezer and chiller usage by switching them off when empty and connecting equipment to separate switches for selective shutdown. So every store which is selling food and non-food, they are selling fruits and vegetable, they are selling daily products. They need to ensure that the chiller and freezer are maintained. There is again proactive steps taken by the maintenance team. So switching them off occasionally when it's empty will definitely result into saving the power, and it will definitely increase the shelf life, or it will increase the life of that specific chiller and freezer. Monitor and control generator usage, track meter readings when in operation. So definitely there are certain stores which are a standalone store, and they have kept a generator set or a DG set because of power outage. So the store admin and the store maintenance team needs to ensure what were the levels of diesel when they had used diesel in that. So they need to track the meter readings with regards to the operations. So meter reading is with regards to the power usage as well. So when the store admin teams tracks all these things and ensure that the costs are under control, definitely it will have a better impact on the P&L. Controlling cost on manpower. So definitely one manpower is also a parameter where it is considered a cost. So recruit manpower strictly according to the approved template to maintain adequate staffing levels. So when we started about studying, when our stakeholders makes this feasibility report, when they decide to put up a store, there are budgets, there are manpower budgets as well, and those budgets are shared with the store team. So now the store manager, the store head and the store HR needs to have the right amount of people. So whatever is budgeted, they need to strictly follow that. They should not have even one staff extra that will result into higher cost. So they need to stick to the budget and ensure that the P&L is healthy and it delivers. There is the GMROR, the gross margin return on the staff, or the gross margin return on the labor, GMROR is in place and it's giving profits to the store. Running the store with the fewer staff members can compromise service intensity and customer satisfaction. So certain store managers they want to increase the profitability and to make P&L healthy. What they do, they compromise on the staff. They reduce the staff. They don't recruit, or in certain staff, if they leave, they don't take replacement of those staffs, and they try to run on a very smaller scale. Now this can hamper the customer satisfaction. It can compromise with service, and definitely if the staff is not available, replenishments is not happening, the customers' doubts are not cleared, CSD is not manned, there are less number of cashiers, that will result into customer being irate and they are not coming back. So definitely that needs not to be done by the store manager. Whatever is budgeted, they need to have the right staff on the floor. Ensure categories requiring sales staff such as electrical and electronics are staffed with well-trained personnel. So certain categories like electronics and electrical products, where there is a need of staff, that staff needs to be available and that staff needs to be trained. They need to have a good product knowledge so that these products are of high price and selling these products is not easy. So when the trained staff is available, they will ensure that they close the sales, and definitely that will result into meeting of the KPIs which we have studied in the beginning of this chapter. Link productivity with staff strength, monitoring time in and time out breaks taken by staff to optimize efficiency. So every store and every floor should have a flow movement register, and the productivity of the staff needs to be tracked. So what was the target given to them? What was the individual target? What was upselling, cross-selling targets? Are they available, or have they taken extended breaks? Have they taken extended lunch breaks, or have they taken extended tea breaks? That also needs to be checked, so that in case if they're taking extended breaks, the corrective action needs to be taken, disciplinary action needs to be taken. In case they're not performing, then they need to be trained, they need to be coached, they need to be given targets. And again, we need to ensure that when they start delivering it, definitely it will result into Gymrof, it will result into Gymrol getting on a better note. So definitely Gymrol needs to be tracked and ensure that if staff is not performing, then corrective action is taken. Controlling cost, outsource staff, staff welfare, packing and freight shrinkage, maintenance and repairs. So there's an option of outsourcing the staff. So minimize the use of outsourced staff wherever possible. So in case if the staff is budgeted, and that can be budgeted with the number of salaries which is prescribed, so then outsourcing needs to be stopped. They need to hire on own payrolls. So all this permutation combination needs to be done depending upon the staff availability. Monitor staff attendance and bills to prevent double charging for the same staff. So they need to check in case if there is an outsourced staff, then the billing needs to be checked that there is no double billing which happens. If there is a double billing, then that will definitely reflect in the P&L. Staff welfare, scrutinize all bills, including those for coffee and tea, to control expense effectively. So the store manager also needs to check the tea and coffee bills. In case there is a spurt, then they need to be curbed. Definitely certain rules and regulations, the discipline needs to be set in, and thereby resulting into the lesser cost and higher profitability on the P&L. Packing and freight, use carry bags judiciously and avoid personal use. So earlier when the carry bags, the plastic bags were allowed, now there are paper bags. So that's also an additional recurring cost. And the store manager, store admin, store maintenance needs to keep an eye. They need to train the staff on using the bags judiciously so that there is no recurring cost. And the staff needs to be discouraged that they should not use those bags for their personal use. So that is with regards to the packing and freight. Similarly, the next point for having a healthy P&L is keeping shrinkage in control. So ensure timely documentation completion and escalate any pending issues through a daily tracker. So the shrinkage could be because of various reasons. It could be staff shrinkage, customer doing pilferage, there could be admin errors. So tracking it on a daily, weekly and monthly basis will ensure a healthy P&L. Maintenance and repairs, ensure proper use of equipment and enforce regular servicing and preventive maintenance. So this preventive maintenance can be with regards to the trolleys, the baskets, the AC, the equipment assets, chiller and freezer. It could be with regards to the weighing machine which is used for staples. So all this maintenance repair needs to be done proactively so that there is no major breakage or it doesn't stop working or there's no major expenses. So regular equipment maintenance will result into longer durability of that specific assets. Verify all bills for consumable purchase to prevent unnecessary expenses. So there are consumables which are purchased for various purposes. There could be disposable glasses for the customers. There could be cleaning material for the housekeeping team. So all those bills need to be scrutinized, and they need to ensure that no unnecessary items are or the merchandise is purchased, thereby resulting in unnecessary expenses, which will definitely reflect on the cost, which will reflect on the expenses part. Thereby, when the expenses are high, the profit will go down. Moving to the other reports, so there is a private label. Private label products are store brands contributing to higher margins and better brand equity. So what happens is every departmental store or a supermarket or a hypermarket nowadays, they come up with their own labels. That's called private label. It is their own brand. Now the benefit of private label is they contribute to a higher margins and it is always a better brand equity. So certain customers will definitely come and buy only in-house products because they are really low in price and they match the quality of the nearest competitor. So that is with regards to the private label. Review private label brand sales against targets and assess their contribution to category sales. So since it's a own brand, definitely the buying team, the merchandising team would have done a proper planning, and when it's manufactured, it's our own brand, definitely the margins are high and they need to fire category wise report. So what was the contribution to the category of own sales needs to be tracked, because this is the category which generates more margin and it generates the top line sales as well. Evaluate private label margin and its contribution compared to category margins. So what would be the overall margins of the other brands in the same category versus what would be the contribution of private label? That also needs to be tracked. Monitor customer feedback and satisfaction levels related to private label products. Since the products are giving good margins, sometimes it can happen that sometimes the quality might deteriorate. It can also happen, but the regular monitoring of the customer feedback with regards to the satisfaction level of the customer on the private label needs to be done, so that the product quality is always, the price is giving the right value, it's providing the value for the customers when they buy. So regular feedback needs to be done with regards to the private label as well. Identify opportunities for expanding private label offering based on market trends and consumer preferences. So the store category, the store buying team or the head office buying team, the zonal buying team and the merchandising team need to identify opportunities to expand private label offerings, and they need to check what's the market trend are, what are the consumer preferences, will this adding this category will definitely push sales for the store as well as bring margins for that store. So all those things, the opportunity needs to be identified, and if found feasible, needs to be incorporated in the store sales as well. Other reports, bill penetration, new product review. So first we will see bill penetration, measure the number of bills for specific categories or products against total bills to understand category penetration, quite easy to understand. So it's a tool of measuring. So the number of bills for that specific category against those total number of bills will help to understand what is the category penetration of that specific category. Analyze shopping basket data to identify opportunities for improving category penetration. So again, analyzing the shopping basket data, what is the customer shopping, what is the number of articles the customers or the merchandise is buying, what is the mix, what is the product mix is customer buying. So all these things are seen as opportunities for improving the category penetration. And if they think by doing a promotion or bundling with some another product will help into improving this penetration, then those steps needs to be taken, so that it helps in increasing the average bill value of that specific store. Now we'll see what is a new product review. Evaluate the sales and margin performance of newly introduced products. So any new product which is launched needs to be evaluated, needs to be kept under observation. Assess if there is incremental benefit as anticipated and use learning to plan future product introductions. So in case if a new product is launched and it's doing very well, and it's achieving the objectives, then definitely those learning needs to be captured, and those learning needs to be used again when there is a new product or there are future product launch or introductions. So the best learning needs to be shared, the best practice needs to be shared, the learnings needs to be captured, and it needs to be available for the next product launch as well. Under other reports, there are supplier fill rates, stock out report, and stock aging reports. So supplier fill rates evaluates product supply support received by the store from the suppliers. So here we need to check how often the supplier is able to sell or supply products which are 100%. So in case if the PO is for 100 quantities and we need to check whether the vendor is able to supply 100 products. So here the supplier fill rates is measured. Here the supplier's productivity is also measured. In case if they are not able to supply, they need to find an alternative. Access fill rate to understand product availability and support better shelf availability and sales. So here also we need to check the support from the vendors, the suppliers. Are they able to supply at a short notice? Are the products, in case the product is fast moving, are they able to supply to the store or to the DC, ensuring that there's always shelf availability and that results into sales. The next report is stockout report. This report is fired or generated to ensure to measure availability in the store, ensuring top selling promo SKUs are regularly replenished. So the stockout report is generated to check that the stock is always available 365 days, 24/7 in the year. And definitely if there is a promo SKUs, there is a promotion on any specific SKUs, then the buying team needs to ensure that that stock is available and it's replenished on a regular basis. When the stock stockout report is generated, it needs to be analyzed. What are the top performing SKUs? What are the promo SKUs and which needs improvement with regards to the replenishment? So that is the first steps needs to be done. In case if the stockouts are faster, they need to analyze that. They need to understand the promo is working. What is the movement? How is the customer buying preference? Why that particular product is moving faster? So they need to do a root cause analysis and ensure that those SKUs are having promotions are easily available. It is the signage is available, and therefore it definitely results into stock movement. Stock aging report. So here what happens, when this report is generated, they ensure products are offered to customer, minimizing excess inventory and stock aging. So as we have seen, when these stocks are inverted, there is a FIFO is being followed, and certain times in case if the store doesn't follow FIFO, it will lead to the fresh stocks being sold and the old stock lying over there. So it will result into stock aging, and once the stock aging sets in, it will result into more expiry of products, thereby resulting into loss. So here the store team needs to ensure that they always check the expiry date. They need to ensure that the products which are nearing expiry are pushed, are stacked in front so that it's moved out. And definitely in case if there is a merchandise which is not moving, there is a stock aging, then the store team, the store department manager, along with the category manager or the merchandisers needs to come together. They need to come up with a promo, ensure that there is a discount, and they start the stock movement of this stock which is slow moving. So they need to ensure to increase the profitability. The DM and the store manager needs to ensure that they have minimize the excess inventory. They need to ensure that the stock doesn't age and it comes to near expiry. It needs to be liquidated well in advance. Monitor stock aging across categories to maintain optimal inventory levels. So with this, we saw today that how the different parameters like Jimrol, Jimrof, and Jimroy helps into store profitability. There are different parameters where the store manager needs to take into consideration how the KPIs are there, how it is aligned with the KRAs along with the business objectives. So all these parameters, reducing the cost, keeping an eye on the usage of electricity, stock, inventory movement. So all these parameters will result into increased profit for the store, and it will result into operational efficiency, and it will help into store being profitable. Thank you.